everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Summit. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and I'm so excited that my good friend Karen LaGrange is here with us today, and she's going to be talking to us about, well, you know, it always ends up being talking about all sorts of different things, but today she's going to be talking to us about ask, believe, to receive, right? And so what does that mean, right? So it's about manifesting into reality what you really want. We're going to talk about how powerful a pyramid can be in your life, how to clear all past negative energy from your aura, how to call in your own true power and release others' influence, clear negative energy and anger from your energy field, and how to change your reality today, live the life that you want. And, you know, we're going to, and so much more. So we'll see what comes up. And you can ask your questions. You can submit a question on the Q&A, or you can raise your hand. It's star 2 to raise your hand, and you can ask Karen a question live. So for those of you who don't know Karen, she is a natural-born healer, and Karen has manifested over, like, thousands of dollars, like tens of thousands of dollars, and to help others. And Karen is born with the inner knowledge of just knowing, and Karen comes from her heart. And you'll hear that when she's talking, that she really, truly comes from her heart. She comes with integrity and such kindness and compassion. And she learned at an early age that she was different than other people and made it hard to be accepted, since she feels energy from others and always knew when she or loved ones were in danger. So Karen is from a long line of intuitive people, and others just don't understand what it's like to be born with the knowing. And Karen warned her husband, Sydney, that he was going to have an accident imminently, and Karen sent him healing energy knowing he was going to die in her inner knowing. And so she told him, please be careful. And in 2 months, Sydney was hurt in a bulldozer accident, and he should have never made it out alive. But Karen, you know, she used her healing abilities and her skills to help him. And just so you are clear, please know that we are not saying that, you know, Karen can cure cancer or heal anything. So please do your due diligence and go to your doctor and do all that kind of stuff. So there's more about Karen on the live page, so you can read more about her and how she works, what she does, all the different things that she has helped people with. And I think she, you know, generally comes from a caring heart and is divinely guided by spirit. So we'll talk about that with Karen and a lot more. All right. So for those of you who have called in on the wrong line, please use code 436-988. So please hang up and call back and use the code 436-988. That would be appreciated. All right. And so we're just going to invite Karen to the show. So Karen, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
That might have been my fault, because I just forwarded that link to everybody. I didn't
that's the wrong link. That's just for the host, but that's okay. I mean, I'll just mute them and, you know, I'll try and keep track of which one is you and which one is not you. So it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all good. We'll make it work, right? We'll make it work. So Karen, how have you been doing? I mean, you've been so busy, and we had so much fun having you on the show last season. So how have you been doing? And I think I either muted you or you're gone or something happened. I have no idea now. I think she's gone. Maybe she'll call back in. She was on the right line. She was on the correct line, but somebody else who was, I don't know.
I'm back.
Oh, good. Perfect. I was going to say, it's like, oh no, what happened? Did she go?
For some reason, this must be a really good call, because I got knocked off right off the bat.
Oh, goodness. Well, glad you're here. And maybe we can ask those, whoever is here disrupting the line, to just go. You know, it's like, it's okay. Because sometimes, you know, when it's a high energy call, high vibration, it kind of affects the technology, right?
Yes.
So, Karen, you've been on the show before, and I've absolutely loved having you last season. It was so wonderful, and it's like, oh my goodness, I had so much fun on the call with you, and everybody just absolutely loves your pyramids, and as well as the clearings that you do with your crystal matrix box, right? Absolutely love that. So today we're talking about asking and believing to receive. So what does that mean to you, to ask, believe, to receive?
Okay, so if you don't ask what you're wanting, if you don't tell the universe, tell spirit that you're wanting something, you're not going to get it. You can't just think in your head that you're going to get something and it's going to come. You have to do the asking. And then you've got to really believe in your heart that it's coming. And it will. But you have to ask, believe, to receive. And it's wonderful.
I totally agree. But don't you have to also take action of some sort?
Well, it depends, okay?
Yeah,
it
depends.
So just like, you'll know when to take action because you'll have, okay, so by asking, you're right, by asking, you're going to have opportunities come to you that you have no idea that they were ever going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when something approaches you, don't be afraid to just jump out and take that mm-hmm. chance. And don't be afraid because it was put there for a reason. You were given that opportunity,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I just didn't want people to think that they were just going to ask and then magically things were just going to show up and they didn't have to do anything, right? It was like...
That's true. I forgot about that part. So I'm glad you passed. See, I tell you, sometimes when you get caught up in the moment, things mm-hmm. are just so excited, and I can feel the excitement on this call, actually.
Absolutely.
It puts me into the knowing, and then I just start channeling and forget what's mm-hmm. coming out of my mouth because we have no control.
I think the important part is like the asking, the no, and then believing and the receiving is more of the intuitive side, you know, and I think it plays a greater role than the actual taking action part, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Because if you don't believe it's coming, it's not going to come.
And if you don't ask, you can forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you might a little bit, but it's not going to be near as powerful as by you just straight up asking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to say it very loud, but I think, to be quite honest, I do better when I actually say it. I can whisper it, but when you command it into action, it really takes fire and shows up quicker. But a lot of people don't realize they're not even in their own energy, that mm-hmm. they picked energy up from other people, and that's why they're not achieving what they're wanting.
Mm-hmm.
I have to share this. One person received a pyramid in a store,
mm-hmm.
and they put it at the checkout, and they got really upset because they weren't selling any products. They only made like $9 one day. And the next day, it wasn't much either.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved the pyramid. And I told them, you have to talk to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're having, if you ever have issues, you have to tell it what's going on, okay?
Right.
Because back to when I had something in my car besides my pyramid, it raised all kinds of chaos in my car driving. When I had the pyramid in the car, I had no trouble, but I added another device in there, and it was conflict. So I knew enough to think out of the box, pick them up, hold them, talk to them, and say, hey, you're both here to protect me, and now you got to work together. So if this woman would have listened to me in the store and would have said, hey, you are here to bring me lots and lots of money, and bring me lots of nice customers and clients that can find what they need. Send them here to get what they need. Anything like that, you know, mm-hmm. and then just believe them coming, it would have been different. But she had conflict because she has a lot of crystals in that store.
Ah, I see.
And then they go into competition because these have the highest vibration crystals, so they're actually going to they're wanting control, okay? Because they know what they're here to do. And after I found out, I went into the store and she told me, well, we had to set it outside because it needed some clearing. Well, somebody picked it up and walked off with it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it's like, you don't do that. If you would have just asked me, told me you had trouble, give me a holler. Mm-hmm. They thought they had to reprogram the pyramid. You didn't have to program it. You just had to talk to it.
Right. Yeah.
Give it some loving and show it compassion, what you want, just like it's your friend.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I love that. Thank you. And go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, how are you doing with yours?
I was just going to tell you. So I have my pyramid here on my desk, right? And a couple of weeks ago, I had a healing circle here in my apartment. And, you know, one of the gentlemen here, he was sitting right next to the pyramid. And he's like, oh, my God, that pyramid is so powerful. I feel like it is vibrating out like 5 miles, you know, just from, you know, this room. I was like, it's really, really strong. It's like, I know, isn't it great? He's like, yeah, this whole space is such a high vibration. It's like, yes, mm-hmm. Perfect, right? So it's
yes.
Doing really well. But I think I need to talk to it some more.
Yeah, because if you don't explain what you're wanting now, because it's been with you long enough, it knows now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't know for sure just what all you're wanting.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. And then if you put a note underneath it, it even makes it more powerful.
So what if you don't know what you want? Because I know a lot of people, you know, that's going to be their thought. I don't know what I want. What if you have, like, many things that you want?
Well, write down on a list what all that you do want and then what you don't want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you don't want in your life would be very important. And then just go through that list and look at a couple. Well, everybody wants health, okay?
Yes.
And these pyramids have health in them, worked into them. They have health energy. They have wealth energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have love and just about everything that we need, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if somebody approaches me and they're custom made to what you're wanting anyway. But if somebody says they have a health issue, I'm going to put more stones, more energy, more crystals to bring your health up to the best it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Sacred geometry. I twist wire into sacred geometry symbols also and put those in there to give you the healing, the money, whatever it is. And then when you see the symbols in there, you know, like the little charms and stuff, that also is going to bring that to you. That also works with that.
Right. And, you know, now that I think about it, now that we're sitting here and talking about it, it's like, oh, yeah, you know what? A lot has changed in the last 6 months. It's like, right? So, yeah, it's like, a lot has changed in the last 6 months. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't even realize, oh, the pyramid could have done that, you know?
Exactly.
But if it starts to go downwards, that means it is taking out negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then it's some people have way more negativity that needs to be cleared out in order to go forward. So you have to let it know what you're needing, like a note under it, you know? I would go with three things.
Yeah.
That you want under it. Okay. Because three is the magical number to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to work quite well. Now, we were somewhere just a second ago. and I thought about it and I wanted to tell people because it was important.
Well, it'll come back. But if it doesn't, I want to touch back on the negative energy that might be in your field.
Yes, that's where I was going. Okay.
Okay, so, perfect. We're in sync.
Another thing is they're an air purifier. We don't have to have an air purifier plugged into the wall, and it works for the EMFs, for your cell phone towers, all that.
Okay.
Works for that too. But the negativity, I got to go into this a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if you're living in a negative environment and you're not supposed to be there, because this has happened to two people that I know of as since I've been into this, a guy and a woman both in separate incidents. Okay, so if you're with the person that you're really not supposed to be with, you're not going to stay with them. That pyramid will put the wedge in and bring you opportunities that you will have to leave, or they have to leave. One guy, I won't say his name, but he's in Florida. He got a beautiful pyramid. He got a large one. And he wasn't in the right environment in the first place, mm-hmm. because he was staying with friends and he was complaining that this woman was not good to him. You know, she was mean, she was nasty. And guess what? Well, within 2 weeks, he got evicted.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean a bad thing, because that actually opened him up to where he actually got a really good job now. And he's had so many good things happen to him since then. But he had a little bit of the worst, dark night of the soul. It hit him. And then that was just like one day. And then all these opportunities came to him.
Nice. That's amazing.
And the woman did the same thing. The woman was in a environment that was not a good one for her to be in. The guy was abusive too. And she ended up having to move out. But she also got on her feet, got her own job, got her own place to live, and didn't even think she could ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
But hers happened like within 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She got her own place. But so there was a little bit more limbo there. But had she have realized, she could have said to the pyramid, I need it now. I need a home now.
Yeah.
It might have come a little quicker.
Nice. And so it can be that quick as well.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Nice. Go ahead.
When you said negativity, I had to make sure that they do know. I've heard of two stories like that now.
Yeah.
One other person actually has three big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And he shifted his whole point of view on how he was doing things into a different way. Mm-hmm. And he is also making way more money now than what he was before, because he had to move a few people out of his life as far mm-hmm. as business deals.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting how that works out, eh?
Yeah. And at first they all thought, oh my gosh, you know, and it's like, again, they said how wonderful it is now. More money.
Yeah.
No fear. It's like, and we don't want fear, because fear brings more drama, more trouble. And these will take fear right out. These mm-hmm. you can't have fear.
Mm-hmm.
And
perfect.
Actually, if you put the base on the top of your head area, say mm-hmm. if you're laying on the floor or on the bed, and then if you have two and you put the other one with the base, so it would just pull it all out. How do I say? Mm-hmm. Not the base. You want the base towards the other wall. So
yeah.
Then it's just like pulling that energy straight through you and out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It works miracles, because it's actually healing your body that way. And then you could put it on, say, your third eye, if you had, you know, not a great one, or just hold it there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
if you put it on your heart chakra, oh my gosh, your throat, all the way down, it really makes it good.
So I have a big one, right? So I'm just putting it on my chest, right? On my heart chakra.
Yes.
With the point going up, right?
Yes.
Point
yes.
going away from my body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
And then sometimes you can also turn it the other way too,
mm-hmm.
if you got something that you want to bring in.
Mm-hmm. That was my next question. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. So I use mine when I like right now, and when I'm working with you or anybody else or a client, I hold mine with the base on my heart and the point going out, and I'm thinking of the person the whole time.
Right, right. Okay, nice. Huh.
It works really well, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I love my pyramid. It's just so beautiful. And I recommend everyone get one because it's like, it really does. It changes the whole energy of the space. And if you actually talk to it, like you say, you start to build this relationship with it, right? Then it becomes like part of your support team, like not something that you use, not a tool per se, but it becomes part of your support team, you know, so you kind of are collaborating together to create the life that you desire.
Yes. Because it has an intelligence that people don't even realize it has.
Wow. Yeah.
I know that sounds weird, but it does have intelligence. So if somebody asks me to pray for somebody, I'll just put their name under it and leave it, you know, but I'll talk to it first, tell it who needs the help, do the on the heart area. I mean, it's a perfect tool, but you know what? I can't sleep with mine in my same bedroom. Mm-hmm. I cannot have it in my bedroom because I can't sleep all night then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so be careful
so if you ever have one and you can't sleep, take it out of the room and then you'll be fine. But I vibrate so high because I have so many in my house.
Yeah, it's, for sure.
Yeah, but what I've noticed is I'm making these little baby ones too.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody did put one of them on their hand and they fell right over.
Mm. Yeah.
So
I can see that. Yeah. Cool. Because it doesn't matter the size of it, you know, it's not the size that matters at all, really, you know, it's how you make it, what's in it, and the shape of it, or like the composition of it, you know?
Yes. And I tune into your energy when I make them. So that's why I really like it when they're made for an individual, because it's yours when you get it.
Yeah.
It is yours.
Absolutely. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about energies and how we can release energies from our energy field that are not ours, right? So we take on so much stuff all the time, right? We're so sensitive, more like sponges, and we take on all these energies, and sometimes we don't even realize that we've taken them on, and they're just there in our energy field affecting the way we think and feel and live and blah, blah, blah. So how can we change that easily?
Okay, so one thing is having the pyramid will help you realize that that's you. Okay, just so you know that works wonderful too.
Yeah,
is that you?
Keep talking about me. I don't know which one is you and which one is somebody else. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No worries. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so just stop and just look around. Just stop and think, okay? And I look around to think about who I've been around that day, okay? Okay, this is a perfect example. My friend Sandy calls me, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's crying and she says, I don't know what's going on. My heart's racing and I'm excited and I got to finish my job. I said, Sandy, okay, this is what you say to begin with. Whoever's energy that I have that is not mine has to leave now. You're not welcome. And I call all my energy back to me. Very important that you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I ask her, who you been around today? And then she'll have to think a little bit, and then she realizes that's why she's like she is. Now, it could be somebody in the car behind you. All of a sudden, you get road rage and you don't even know why. You got somebody else's energy that's in a hurry and they can't get to where they're going. It sounds strange, but it is. It's so true.
Yeah.
And if you're in a work environment and all of a sudden you get angry and it's not you there, it's where you're working. So just... And if you go into a hospital, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's good to carry your pyramid in your purse and take it with you in a lot of places, so you are protected, kind of. Yeah. But you can still pick it up, but you'll know it right away. You'll know, hey, that's not me. Who is that? You know, that's got to go away. just say, I command it to leave if it still feels like it's there. And if everything's going to heck for you, say you're not able to hang on to any money and all of a sudden you're just spending money like a fool, just stop and say, that's not my energy. That's not how I spend money. That's not how I save. So whoever has came into my energy field that thinks I should throw my money away, they have to leave. And I want the angels or whoever to help me, if that's how you got to call it in, to believe it better, to help me so I'm not doing the same kind of money throwing away. Please protect me now. But your pyramid will also protect you if you just hold it and say, you know, this has to stop. And it will. It will. That energy will leave and yours will come back as long as you ask.
Right. Yeah. Ask, believe, to receive. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. So, but a lot of people don't realize that. They don't.
Yeah. No, it's true. So we have lots of people with their hands raised and questions on the Q&A. So do you want to take some questions and see how we or you can assist them? Are you going to use the clearing, the crystal matrix tool to do clearing?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yay.
Let's do
that. I love that. All right. So hold on. Let's go to the phone line first and we'll alternate between the phone and the Q&A. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 3475.
I love that giggle. I knew you knew it was music.
Yep. Hi, Caroline.
Hello, beautiful. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi,
beautiful.
How
can we help you today?
I'm just listening in. I just want you to know that I've been on this journey for a long time. I have many of the gifts that you have and others as well. I'm quite open and grounded and lit up, as you might want to call it. I do ask. I'm very clear in my asking. So when it doesn't come, even though you've asked, even though you're clear, even though you've let it go, even though you've done all the work, what might you suggest is not happening? Because I started believing and saying it must not be meant to be. But someone wise yesterday said, no, it's not meant to be.
Don't say that. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
That's not true. Absolutely not true. Okay, so let me tell you where I'm getting this from. I'm getting it from your mother, okay? And I'm getting something happened like 5 years old, okay? And it's still in your energy field. So that's why I love this crystal matrix box, okay? Something is blocking you unconsciously that you don't even remember that's keeping you from receiving what you're wanting. So would you like to let that go today?
Oh, absolutely. And at lunch, I also did your YouTube on your site. I did the clearing with you today already once.
Okay, good. That's even better. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you think of that? Did you like it?
It was very, very bright. I loved it.
Okay, good.
It felt light and bright to me. Yes.
This is going to go deep for you because you're already open to receive. And I just want you to know now, it's not your fault that things happened like they have in your life. It's not your fault. Because it's things in your energy that wasn't yours that you picked up unknowingly that just needed to be cleared. And sometimes when you were little, you needed to be told that you were loved. And I don't think you got that enough, okay? So sometimes we go looking for what would give us some love and in a different way. Not saying you weren't loved, but you didn't.
No, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Because some people like freak out when I tell them that. But that's what I was totally okay. I got total shivers. Your mother didn't show you enough. Okay, so I guess maybe you're something about your dad too there. But anyway, that's still there. Would you like to let that go?
Absolutely.
Okay, so everything that brought up in your energy field from when you were five, even before that, and even after that, everything that would block you, even in the least little bit of unknowing and giving you doubt that you can't create anything you want and bring the abundance that you deserve to you, because you deserve it. So anything that brought up, are you willing to let that go too?
Yes.
And when you were in your mother's womb, before you were even conceived, there was energy there in her, because that was her energy. You didn't have, you know, you were born into her energy. So anything that just brought up, would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
Knowing and unknowing, as a starseed coming into this life here, anything that would have stayed with you, not allowing you to live the life you wanted and have the abundance you deserve, the life you deserve, would you be willing to let that go too?
Yes.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, take a deep breath. Relax. How you feel?
Hi, it's lots of colors, but I felt like I went all the way back to utero and I saw my mom and the man that gave me life that I never met, but I saw them making me and right into utero, and it felt like my brain was being rewired. And my eyes, the whole time it was going on, my eyes were twitching. Both eyes were twitching. I had a lot of eye drama when I was young. And then it went down my body, down my throat. It went a lot of heat at the back of my head. And then it went through all my chakras. And then when it got to my root chakra, where there was a lot of sexual abuse, the machine, the phone almost died. There was so much energy, and it was very, very, very warm. And so I'm just very warm all throughout. But I started giggling like a little girl. Like, and when I was a little girl, I never giggled. It was yeah. But I'm giggling like a little girl. But it felt like it was that little innocent energy, and I only felt a teeny bit of sadness, so that tells me that it's just like the edges that are, you know, are gone, the whatever, the remainders is what it feels like. But no, that was very powerful, Karen. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's why I just love the tool. The pyramid and this box work so well together.
And I didn't tell you that part, the pyramid. I saw a triangle in a blue purple format that came as in like in a tunnel kind of way, coming through in a tunnel, and it came right to my third eye. Yeah.
Nice.
So I did see that as well. So yes, thank you. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now make sure that you catch the replay if Alara puts it back on.
Yeah, of course.
Because,
she knows where it is.
It will affirm what you had done today. What you did was major.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Alara. My story.
Oh, thank you, Caroline. I'm so glad.
Thank you, Karen. I love you. Thank you so much.
Oh, love you.
You're welcome.
Lots of love. Bless and light. Well, thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Go drink some water. Rest.
I will.
Yeah, good. All right. So, wow, that was pretty powerful. Holy smokes. Who knew? I mean, you know, you never know, right? What someone's going to experience, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's go to the phone line. To the Q&A, sorry, because I said I was going to go back and forth. So I have Margo in somewhere in the States. And she says, I am in the process of healing from cancer holistically. I have chosen no chemo or radiation. I know I need to eat a healthy diet, exercise, yoga, power foods, prayer, and meditation. If you have any other suggestions, let me know. I have listened to you before and felt a lot of healing and releasing. I will be ordering your pyramid. Thank you, Margo.
Okay, Margo. Wow. It would really help her a lot if she did get a pyramid for the cancer, for healing, because we could definitely put some good stuff in there. But I'm getting the box would work, too, that, like, if we had a personal session that we could actually clear some stuff that the reason she started the cancer in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
She still needs to clear that area away. Does that make sense? So,
yes, absolutely.
So with her not being here, but we could still, you know, I could try to, because she's not here to say yes or no.
I think she is here. She just hasn't raised her hand, you know.
Okay.
So we're going to go with a yes because she asked a question.
Yeah, it'd be great if she could get on. let's try this. So anything 6 months before you first felt sick, if you could let any of the drama, I'm thinking that there was some drama at that time, and whatever that brought up, knowing and unknowing, that would have caused you so much turmoil, grief, that would give you cancer. Or it might not even have been yours to cause you the cancer. I'm sorry, I'm channeling, so it's kind of, it's different. Would you be willing to let that energy go from your field forever and never look back?
Yes.
So, yeah. And whatever that brought up, knowing and unknowing, we need to go 2 years prior to that. There was, she could have even been handling some, I'm picking up like chemicals of some sort, like we even, like gardening chemicals, or could have been something, not real, not even knowing what they would be doing. Okay, so whatever that brought up, knowing or unknowing, into your field, would you be willing to let that go forever?
Yes.
And let's go, I just hit there 3 years before that. Whatever, and I picked up seed, something to do with the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that brought up, could have sprouted into something, would you be willing to let that energy that's in your energy field go once and for all?
Yes.
And I got something about a mushroom, too. Whatever the mushroom deal is, whatever that would bring in to your energy field, whether it's good or bad, would you be willing to let the mushroom go?
Yes.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes. Especially for her, yes.
Okay, here we go. How'd that make you feel?
I'm so hot, so I'm just going to ask Margo if you want to write into the Q&A box how that was for you and what you're experiencing now. That'd be great. So I'm like, wow, so hot, sweating. Right?
I can tell you one thing. The first caller, I know that done something for that one. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And this one, it even, I know this helped too. It's like, it's just so, you're right, you got hot.
I'm sweating. I'm so sweating. But yeah, so Margaret, let us know how that was for you. All right, so we're going to go back to the phone line. I'm like sweating, holy smokes. Phone number ending in 9555. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Marlena.
Hi, Marlena.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I guess one of the topics, well, all of the topics will be great, but no time for that, right? But basically, one of them is release once and for all the pain inside that's been hiding. I'm almost at the end of the losing the pain completely, but there's still always some little things, you know, with my breathing and with my diaphragm, and then there's all the muscles that are tight along my neck and the left rib, and no matter what I do, is that discomfort doesn't want to release.
Okay, so whatever caused that trauma in the first place, it wasn't even yours. Would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
Take a breath, let it out. And let's go back to your father. When I bring his energy up, does it take your breath away? Does it do something?
Maybe, yeah, like chokes me, yeah, maybe.
Okay. So whatever that is, knowing and unknowing, are you willing to let that go out of your energy field? Because that's fear.
Yes.
Take another deep breath and let that out. Okay, so whatever your mother did to allow some things that shouldn't have been, would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
Because it really wasn't her fault either, and it really wasn't your dad's fault. It was how they're raised. It was different energy. So that's not who you are today. So whatever that just brought up, knowing and unknowing, would you be willing to let that go too?
Yes.
Take another deep breath and let that out, because it's going. And from the time you were a little child, and I'm getting, I can feel you like in a corner just shivering because, you know, you were like afraid. Whatever that just brought up, would you be willing to let that go too?
Yes.
No, I just got, nobody understood me when I was little. Nobody loved me. Nobody understood me. So whatever pain you picked up at that time from being a little child and basically taking on other, because you're kind of an empath, and that's what happened, is you took other people's energy and you stored it in your field and into your heart, and it's not even yours, it was theirs. So whatever that brought up, knowing and unknowing, are you willing to let that go too? And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
Here we go. How you feel?
Oh, I feel a little bit nauseous.
Well, you just cleared a lot. Would you stand up, put your hands in the air, bend over, touch the ground, and come back?
Yeah, I feel energy is moving, I think, a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was good. I usually don't feel
you'll
much.
Definitely, yeah. You'll definitely want to get the replay because it'll reaffirm what we just did too.
Mm-hmm. So I would listen it to a few times or.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you, Marlena.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So rest, drink some water, just be gentle with yourself for a while, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Bless you.
All right, so we're going to take a few more questions in just a second. But I wanted to share a little bit about some of the special offers that Karen has for us today. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are on the phone can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Karen14. So Karen, you want to just quickly talk about the three packages that you have for us, package A, package B, package C?
Absolutely. And I actually have that in front of me this time.
Yay!
Okay. So A has the recordings. So I kind of went over what everybody's kind of needing and wanting, and it made sense to make a few of them. That's why we have some for family. Excuse me. I know I got that one for a minute. Hold on a second. Wouldn't you believe that's the one I didn't have sitting here? Okay, I got it. Okay, so how many people are missing their twin flame or want to bring in that one special love into their life? We have one for the twin flame, and what that'll do is clear your energy so he could come in,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Or because just like these people that we just did some clearings on, they had no idea that they had the issue that we cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Until you bring that up. So this works for your twin flame. And how do you know, it was just something in your energy field that needed to be let go? So then we have another one that's for chronic fatigue. And for some reason, you could be really tired all the time. And it could just be something stuck in your field. That's not even yours, too. Say you've been around somebody that was really, really sick, and you didn't get that energy out of your field. Like people that work in the hospital, man, they could really use a pyramid, and they could really use the crystal matrix clearings because, my gosh, you pick up so much, and a nursing home, too, because they are. And then that just gets in your field, and you just need to let it go. So the chronic fatigue and sleep, this MP3 works wonderful for that too. And some people want to be more intuitive. Mm-hmm. So we have one on here that's going to help you open up your crown chakra and your third eye area. So then that way you could be more intuitive. And also can clear out what you had from a child that shut you down in order to be intuitive. Because sometimes we get a lot of fear and afraid and just hold that. And then, just needs to be cleared. And then repeating like old patterns that you have too. The more you listen to these, the more other stuff it will clear too that you didn't even realize that you had. And you don't even actually have to have it to where you could hear it, just so it's plain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then some have issues with their mother. And that will work on that. and like unwanted, if you ever felt unwanted in the family, like the other family members, your brothers and sisters didn't like you, picked on you, good one for that. And then we also have jealousy. So how many of you just was even jealous over the neighbor having something new and you didn't, you know, or a friend got something and you didn't? It's just, it'll get rid of that because that's actually not your energy. You should be happy that they got it. And then, believe it or not, overeating. I had lost 10 pounds because I cleared somebody else for eating, for picking up junk food and eating it. And I thought, I realized I cleared somebody for that, and it actually worked for me. So I know that one works because I didn't change anything. And then doubt. Some people are doubting themselves. We have a MP3 for the doubting. And alignment with wealth. Sometimes if you're not in alignment to get wealth, you're not going to get what you need either. Hmm. And then creator of your life. It'll help you clear something that's keeping you from being the creator to bring in what you're wanting. And love, naturally. To open up for love. A lot of people have us shut down, don't even realize it. And then you need the one for opening your heart so that you could love somebody and let them in. And then some have issues with just job. They need a job to actually make better money. They just settle for any little thing when they wouldn't even have to work so hard if they just allowed the energy to release them from having to work on a job they didn't even want it. And then how about homing your dreams? How many is living in a home that isn't their dream, you know? Mm-hmm. Because you still got some energy or some doubt there from when you were a kid growing up that just needs to be let go. So then when the opportunity comes, be able to be open to receive that new home. So those are all in Package A, which is a pretty good deal.
Package A has 11 MP3s for $99.97. And then Package B includes everything in Package A plus a personal 30-minute session.
Yes, and then we could go in a little deeper, like kind of like on the phone, and then we'll take you back to where it started and clear that too. And then you'll know that you got what you need. You got to get the root of the problem. And we'll make sure we get that for you. That's a wonderful deal there with all 11 and then working on the issue that you really need to let go.
Yep, so Package B is $149.97. And then Package C includes everything in Package A plus Package B plus the personal pyramid. So you want to talk a little bit about the pyramids? I mean, there's so much information here for them, but just a little bit about the pyramids. I know we've been talking about them throughout the call.
They are one of the best tools that I've found yet. Like we were talking, if you put what you want underneath it, after you get cleared out, clear through the energy field with the crystal matrix, after we clear that, and then you get the pyramid. Oh my gosh, be ready to move some mountains out of your life. And if it's healing that you're needing, you know, just work with it. Tell it, talk to it, put it on your body. If your leg hurts, put the base on your leg and ask it, can you please take this pain from my leg or show me what I need to do in order to remove this pain from the leg? Guide me on what I need to do for me to get rid of this pain. Believe me, it works. Also, their protection. They actually protect you from a lot of things. I just can't say enough things about these pyramids. And at one point, I was asked, it was after I took Kenji Kumara's light weaving that I started making these. I had go way back. I took him one too.
Yeah, I know that.
Vacation. He loved it.
Yeah.
Nice.
In Sedona.
And so, yeah, exactly. And so I was just going to say that for the pyramid, when you purchase Package C, you will be talking to Karen, you know, about what you want, you know, for the pyramid, some of your favorite colors, some of your favorite stones and things like that, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And then
and they make it perfect. And this isn't too late to be thinking of Christmas
mm-hmm.
for somebody else.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's still definitely time.
Yes. And as long as you gave us their birthday, their name, you know, and their favorite colors, and a little bit, you know, anything you could give us in a little bit of detail, that mm-hmm. will be custom made for that person for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And
nice.
I tell you, what a better gift to give somebody than a pyramid.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is an excellent gift. I totally agree. You've got me thinking.
And if nothing else, you know, and you want one for Christmas, at least let Alara know that in a month or two that you still want that pyramid offer, because I'm pretty sure she'll hang on to it for you, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Somehow she'll make it so you could afford to get it somehow, because a lot of people, you know, they think, wow, that's a lot. But you know what? When you clear what we can clear out of you to bring in what you're wanting, you're going to have your money back and plenty more of it. you're going to have a lot of good things coming.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. And so those three offers are available at awakentohappinessnow.com, Karen14. So please do take a look at them. And if you have any questions about them, let us know. So I wanted to just take a few more quick questions, if that's okay. I'm trying to keep I'm trying to keep this season shorter than before, but let's just take a few more quick questions, okay?
Okay.
We're gonna go to phone number ending in 5712. 5712.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
Yeah, I want to turn off my speakerphone.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, I want to let everybody know that I have, you know, received some clearings and healings through Karen, and it's like pretty much immediate that you see
mm-hmm.
results. So I want to, you know, let everyone know that, and thank you, Karen, for doing what you do. Yeah, and I do have a question, and I noticed this pattern, like, in my life. When I was really young, I had to go live with my grandparents, okay, my mom's mom. And then when I had to go back home, probably a week later, my grandpa passed away, and they mm-hmm. blamed me. They said, you know, I broke his heart and killed him. So
okay, so yeah, you got to clear that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I want to clear that out, Karen.
Yeah.
Marlene, I'm telling you, I felt that before you even got that far, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because he did not feel that. He loved you. He didn't feel like you killed him, okay? And he does not like the idea that they've ever even said that to you, just so you know. So whatever cruelty that felt like to you, because I'm getting you felt that was cruelty. So whatever that brings up, knowing and unknowing, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
And that's devastating. So whatever devastating that did to you, would you be willing to let that go, knowing and unknowing?
Yes.
And whatever that brought up, I want you to know that you got two angels with you now that are actually helping you get through this. And they've been there with you for a long time, but now they are so happy because they get smiles because you finally spoke up to get the help you needed. So whatever come around that, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
Knowing and unknowing what your grandmother said to you, would you be willing to let that go?
Yeah.
She loves you too, but she loved him more. Sorry. And she's just the way it came out. Okay. So that's why she was saying it so harshly. So whatever's in you still, Jet, from being a child and having to put up with that all these years and having that on your shoulder. And believe it, you know when they say you got a monkey on your back, you got it on your shoulder. So whatever that was, are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
Once and for all. And I'm seeing a sword going through your field, just taking it all away this time. Not a little bit, because you've been really working on this and working on this and working on this, but nothing really hit it like what this is going to do today. So whatever that meant, because I'm just covered with chills. Just that's verification for you.
Yeah.
Knowing and unknowing. Are you willing to let that go now forever?
Yes.
And I'm feeling the tears from your grandmother because she didn't mean it either, because she had no idea what this was going to do to you either. Just so you know that. Willing to let that go too.
Yes.
And whatever happened, even 6 months, a year before this happened, that you had to go and put yourself in that position, you're willing to let that go too. Because that's not your energy. And even what happened then wasn't your energy. You were a child. So whatever kept you from being the child that you deserved to have been loved at that time, would you be willing to let that go too?
Yes.
And before you was in your mother's womb too, we're going there, girl, because that none of this was your energy. You got to remember, you wanted this life. And you wanted to be cleared of it. So this is the one thing, I know of all things, you would never have thought you'd have wanted this. But you had to put yourself in there for some reason. So whatever that reason that you felt in your head, knowing and unknowing, it was unknowing, that's for sure, that you had to go through all this. Are you willing to let that go?
Yes.
Because that was uncalled for, because you don't have to go through this. And when you were a star being before you come in and you chose this life, whatever wasn't yours, are you willing to let that go now once and for all?
Yes.
Because coming born, being through there, up to where you're at now, a lot of that wasn't yours and you didn't know how to shake that energy that wasn't yours. But you can see the light now because this is going to be gone once and for all. And I see that magic wand going around your head right now, releasing it. And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally? Because this is done deal today.
Yes.
Here we go. I'm excited for you. Thank you. How you feel?
Amazing energy. Cool. There's something.
All that time. All that time, it wasn't yours.
Right. And I also, wow, when you were doing that towards the end, I heard, like, saying, I don't deserve to live because I killed my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're leaving now. You're not even mine.
Yes.
Good.
Because that wasn't your energy.
Right.
And it's gone now. It's gone. It can't come back.
Yay.
It's
awesome.
It's gone.
Good.
That's good. I'm going to be dancing soon.
Yay.
Oh,
when I'm off the call, I can't do it now.
I can honestly tell you this. This, what you just did was big, okay? And you're definitely going to want to hear the replay. Because things are now going to open for you. Because believe it or not, that's what held you back. And you couldn't figure it out. You know, there's just little things that you'd get so close and then it'd like slip from you. This
mm-hmm.
is your game changer. This is it.
Awesome.
Good.
Bless
you. I'm glad you called in, Marlene.
Yeah, I'm glad that I tune in to the highest energy. I have a question with the pyramids, right? Wow. I know that, like, you know, they have healed, you know, your husband and other people. I want to know about, like, can they heal, like, one pyramid? Can that, like, be infused with, like, all different energies, or should you get more than one? Like, house energy that needs to be cleared, you know, that's one. And then just, like, physical, you know, things. Would that be one item?
I can tell you this. If I was a salesperson, I would just jump all over that right now. But
yeah, well, I'm asking you because I know you're honest.
Yes,
yeah,
because I honestly come from the heart and I care about you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But and I'm not here to make a dollar, but I'm here to make you what you need to be, okay? These pyramids can do everything you just said. All you got to do is say, hey, I need, because I put everything that you just said in them. So if you want to work on your health, you just say, this is for my health today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, you can have them in every room if you have a lot of energy. And another thing, we'll go to that afterwards, but another thing is if you're wanting your health, we'll put more for health. You want something for love, I'll put extra just for love in there. If you want money, we'll just do different symbols for different things. Some people want wealth in another way than money, okay? Whatever it is you're needing, I can add the extra because Source tells me what you're needing when I make them. And that's who actually makes them. It's not me. I get channeled and I put in what I'm told to put in. Say if you're thinking you want a green pyramid and you get a blue one, it's because you needed the blue or whatever color it is. They can do the whole house. But if you have one outside, it will protect your property too.
Yeah,
if you have one,
kind of wondering.
I had a girl that had them in her vehicle and her purse didn't get stolen, okay? The house, everything. Just understand they are going to protect you. Now, I'm not saying that somebody else can't come in and rob you. She had an owl. But I know they all work the same because I made skulls for Halloween because a lot of people like skulls. But the same intent goes in those skulls as everything else. But the pyramid has another power to it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Just so you know that. So you, with the pyramid, you're going to get extra regardless of what we're working on. But I can put them in about any mold to get what you want is where I'm going with that. But for for everything, it's the pyramid. It's the pyramid.
And start with one, and then if you really want to have another one for something else, then you can, you know, get another one. But just start with one, and, you know, depending on the day, ask for what it is that you want in that day. Right? Right, Karen?
Yeah, yeah. Or if you don't, but if I have, believe it or not, I got people that want three, and they buy three.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get an extra one for their car down the road. Because they want one in the car, too. Because I can tell you, I have one in my back window, and I got rear-ended ones. Nothing happened to me or my car, but the other car is pretty messed up. And I was sitting still at a stoplight. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize I got hit until afterwards. It's like, oh. So you're protected.
Okay.
Your protection.
If I need more than one, because the house that I bought here, they cut off the one bedroom and made it into a mother-in-law apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I want to know if that needs one in there.
Okay, so what I got before you even got to that part, when you just said you bought the place. A lot of times things come with a house that's not wanted. And that's what I was picking up right away,
mm-hmm.
was negative energy from whoever owned the house before. Is this a real old house is what I'm older than?
1973.
Yeah.
And those people are passed. And then this new person that bought it robbed me. In the long run. And then four different tenants in there in 2 years.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Okay.
You're on like a ley line, okay? Like a ley line under you that needs to be cleared. So in your case, I would say two for sure. I got three. Three meaning one outside on the ground.
Okay.
Hidden somewhere where nobody could steal it from you. Because I'm getting, if there's any way you can get one under the house. Do you have a basement?
No, not here. But
okay,
I can put one under the house. Yeah, I can.
Okay. That'd be perfect. Perfect. And something about north wind, north, something on the north. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's the front.
That's,
mm-hmm.
that's where it really needs to go, okay?
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to protect you from coming in, and it will help them get out. Okay.
Whatever
it is, it's got to go. And besides that, it's touching the ground, so it's going to ground you and work with the other pyramid if you get two, but I got three. But, you know, you don't have to. But I'm just saying it could work in sync with each other because it is on the property.
Yeah.
See, I don't really want to sell somebody, you know, something that they don't need either. But, yeah.
Yeah, but this is an issue that's been going on for a long time. Right, Marlene?
Yeah.
That's what you get. Yeah. It'll work. It will work.
They used to use this place, I guess, for what we want to call snowbirds.
Oh, yeah, Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of energy tracks, you know, tracking go through here constantly.
Yeah.
So that's what I kept sensing, and I've been clearing the land and helping other people do that in their lives as well. And then I'm like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's work with Karen again and see what you pick up. And you were getting, like, the same as I was for here, you know.
Hmm.
It needs one more thing, and that's the pyramid.
And, and I can feel fear really bad in my, like, chest area. So
really?
Who died in that house? Who died in there?
No, they didn't die. They the lady was sick in the back bedroom. Yeah.
Did she have trouble breathing real bad?
I'm not sure. All I know is when I walked in here, the house felt, the first room, it was full of peace. you know? And then I went towards the back of the house where the two bedrooms were attached, and now one's the apartment. I opened that bedroom door, and I was like, oh, somebody was sick in here, you know, because I'm very intuitive.
Yes.
So that, I think that in itself, she was probably scared of being sick, and he was scared, you know what I'm saying, because his wife was, you know, ill. And then from what I picked up from the neighbors, he put her in a home. And then she passed, and then his daughter came down here and took him out of here, and they sold the house to the people I bought it from.
Okay.
So constant flow of different energies and thought patterns through this whole place.
So definitely start with one, and then, you know, you can decide if you want to get two or not or more, but definitely start with one. One will help at least to start.
Yeah, I want to, like, balance the energy in the house, right? So,
yeah.
And outside,
right,
because
right.
I've been working on the feng shui and all that fun. So.
Oh, and I'll tell you, feng shui, okay? I had a woman that got a pyramid, and she said, well, I believe in feng shui, and this pyramid isn't. I said, this ain't feng shui. that's because I like feng shui, too. But when you do the pyramid, it's total different energy.
Totally different, yeah.
But they'll complement each other.
Yeah.
But you might have to tell it. Just remember that. You might have to tell the pyramid. You gotta cooperate with the feng shui. I got cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you got crystals,
yeah.
Just say, hey, I got these crystals and you're gonna get along or else, okay?
Okay. I haven't said that to mine. I have lots of crystals.
Yeah. But you know what? I think I got yours, got along with yours right away.
Yeah.
Some do, but then there's some that thinks they're going to come live with you to do this, and then you get something else going on. That's where the little bit of communication goes. And also, you don't know who. Okay. You understand.
Yeah,
I got it.
If you're not getting... Just remember, if you're not getting the result you wanted with your pyramid, pick it up and talk to it. And don't leave
yeah,
it just
it
set
a,
on the coffee table.
Assignment,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
give it
exactly.
an assignment.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Because they have intelligence. And intelligence don't want to be left on the counter. So that intelligence being dumped can even cause you a little bit of chaos just until you go pick it up and talk to it. It could do that.
Okay, good to know. I will be talking to mine even more now. Thank you.
But it makes sense though, right?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then it would need
I
love you too. It would need some energy to you know, allow me to sleep if I put it in this house. And
yeah,
not
yeah.
keep
tell
me awake like yours was doing to you. So
okay. No. See that's because after I get off this call, I'm wired.
Yeah, me too.
I'm wired. I won't sleep. I will not be sleeping for 2 days after today. Because I just, you amp me. But that's what I live for is to, because I'm helping you. it's my high. I don't have to have drugs because I got this.
So then you'll just start making more pyramids, right?
Yeah, and then, But
exactly.
So that's why I can't sleep, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm helping, and they connect with me, and they could be all working on somebody. So mine has to leave my bedroom because of that reason.
Sure.
But that's just, I'm just so sensitive.
All right, so you,
I can't even take medication.
Marlene, you're doing good, because I need to go to another caller.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bless you.
Thank you, Marlene.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There's one poor person who keeps getting cut off, and she keeps coming back on every time it happens. So I'm just going to go to her quickly. I don't know if it's her or him, but we're going to go to the UK web call really quickly before they get kicked off again. So I'm just going to unmute you, UK web call. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, it's Norinda. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes, I kept getting kicked off.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank
so it's like, I have to get you on before you get kicked off again. So go ahead.
Cam, thank you for those processes and what you were saying at the beginning. I just want some help with the energy of rejection. I was rejected in the womb, but I survived. But that's been a big energy throughout my whole life. And recently I find in my close relationships, when I try and speak my truth or try and help people, it's kind of, I feel I get attacked for speaking my truth. So that energy kind of comes at me. So, I mean, especially with my best friend at the moment, I mean, things have just been a bit crazy, and I would just really love some help around that.
Absolutely. So anything, okay, just let me touch in first, because you got me when you got right at the beginning at the womb, okay? So on your way, and did you realize you might have not wanted to have been born at that time? Did you realize that? I'm sorry, but that's just what I'm picking up. So anything that brought up, are you a middle child?
Oh, no, I'm the youngest of five.
Okay. Okay. What does middle child mean to you? You're the baby.
Yeah, but I think I was pretty spoiled.
Mm-hmm. That there was something with the middle child. Can you pick up on it?
Not as acknowledged.
Okay. That's okay, because you don't need to know. But there was something with the middle child. Maybe it was the middle child that didn't want you in to be born. That could be. Because there's something about being born with does that bring anything to you at all? Because whatever that is, we need to clear that first, okay? So knowing and unknowing what the middle child would mean to you, would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
Because you don't have to really know what it is, but it's just good to bring it up, let that go. And anything else from before you were brought in here, what was in your mother's womb and her energy, that's her stuff. And so whatever you picked up there and brought into now that would shut you down from being you, would you be willing to let all that go? Because that's not yours.
Yes.
And whatever made you feel that you was not worthy enough to tell the truth and to tell everything that you want to say, would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
And anything that stopped you from speaking up, that you were afraid to speak up, would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
That wasn't yours either. You picked that up, brought it in, and then they just labeled it all over you and just kept you to not believe. And then something scared you. I got maybe three to six. Did you ever see an ET or alien?
Not that I remember, but I think it was more so the way my father was with my mother.
Okay. Physically
abusive at times.
Mm-hmm. So that would have shut you down too. But I'm also getting that you've seen something like peculiar. Maybe it was even a ghost, because it could have been a ghost, alien, or whatever, an encounter besides your dad doing that. Would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
Because that was fear too, to shut you down. It was a movie. Okay, so you've seen a movie at a young age. So whatever that just brought up that would have scared you to speaking the truth because you actually thought it was real, would you be willing to let that go too?
Yes.
And anything known and unknown, because here we go, we got boundaries, and they broke the boundaries, and anything that just brought up, knowing and unknowing, would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
And the energy that kept you from the love of your life, from actually loving mm-hmm. like you should love somebody, would you be willing to let that go too?
Yes.
Because God loves you. You need to love yourself because you are beautiful and you are worthy. And you are so worthy that when you do start talking, it's going to be magical. So anything that wouldn't be magical, would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
And do you deeply and completely love and accept yourself unconditionally?
Yes.
Thank you. breathe. Take a deep breath. How do you feel?
That brought up a lot of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Some tears. So I definitely felt the energy move.
And you're definitely going to want to move around a little bit because that's going to let more go. And you're definitely going to benefit from the replay of this too.
Okay. Thank you so much, Karen. That was amazing.
You're so welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Good. Glad you got on. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. All right, perfect. All right, so how's everyone doing? There's been a lot of energy moving, a lot of releasing for everybody. Even if your question didn't get called or like if you didn't actually ask the question, there's still a lot of shifting happening for everybody, right, on the call.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So it's going to continue to release, isn't it, for the next, at least today, but I would say probably the next couple of days, right? So it's going to be important to drink water.
Yes.
Be mindful of your thoughts and emotions, right?
Yep. And just remember, ask to believe to receive.
Ask, believe, to receive. Absolutely. And know that a lot of times it's not even yours. You know, the energy, whatever is stuck, whatever is keeping you stuck may not even be yours, right? And
absolutely.
These clearings, you know, like package A with just has the clearings and package A and package B with the 30-minute session, they can be of great help to shift and clear some of that energy. And then the pyramid, of course, is, you know, even more so is going to be of, can help you too. So take a look at the special offers that are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Karen14 and see which one resonates with you. Right, Karen?
Thank you.
Are you getting
Thank
any other?
Thank you for having me on. Yeah.
I know, right? It's like, it feels like forever. It's like, I don't know. It's been like months, right?
Yes. Yeah. This is just, I'm just so excited to be able to be on your show and help some people.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we definitely need to chat some more. But that was absolutely so powerful. And it's just so interesting that everything that people brought up, you know, like there are little bits and pieces of everything that people brought up that I could resonate with. You know, it's like, oh, wow. Definitely need some, you know, help with a lot of that stuff that came up. Like, wow, it's like is everybody tuning in to me and you know, what my life's been like or what?
Absolutely.
Right?
Awesome.
Interesting. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for all of your questions. Thank you for taking time to be here with us. I know we didn't get to all of you today, but, you know, thank you. And we'll definitely have to have Karen come back on again to share her wisdom, share her crystal matrix tool, and talk about her beautiful pyramid. If you haven't seen them, you know, take a look at the special offer page. They are gorgeous, absolutely beautiful. And just sense or feel the energy from them, just from the page even, you know?
Right.
Beautiful. So thank you, everyone. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.